Game two tonight between the Orioles and the Cleveland Indians coming up right here on WBAL. Right now, though, let's head to Cleveland, Ohio, and talk to one of the newest Orioles, Michael Morris. Michael, how are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing great.
Let me ask you first, do you prefer Mike or Michael?
Man, you guys can call me whatever you want, man. You can call me Michael, whatever. Doesn't matter to me.
I guess, you know, you've never played in Baltimore before, but broadcasters nationally, I think, have always called you Michael.
Yeah, I mean, you can just call me an Oriole.
That's fair. That is fair. All right, so take me through what happens. You're approaching the waiver trade deadline at the end of August. Your name has come out in trade rumors probably for about 2 months now. Do you think you're being dealt or not?
You know, I had a gut feeling. You know, what was going on in Seattle. You know, I didn't really see my future there. So, you know, I had a feeling something might happen. And when I heard about, you know, I started hearing about the Orioles, man, I started getting very excited. You know, that's one of the teams I would love to have been with. And, you know, it got closer, especially at the trade deadline. You know, nothing happened. It got real close. But I remember playing the Orioles and telling these guys, like, you know, it's funny because I have a lot of friends on this team. And, you know, I'm joking around with them. And, you know, they're joking around with me. And I told them I'll see you at the trade, at the, you know, the waiver deadline. And, you know, I'll clean a locker up for me and stuff, you know, just joking around. But, you know, I didn't really think much of it once the trade deadline passed. And then, you know, things started heating up with the waiver wire stuff. And, you know, now I'm here. So it worked out great either way.
So you feel pretty good about the clubhouse and team you're now a part of?
Oh, man. Words can't describe how I feel. I'm in a great situation. You know, I'm on a team that is got incredible talent and got a great shot at making the postseason. And you know, I couldn't ask for anything else. You know, especially with Buck, man. You know, I've always wanted to play for Buck, and I get a chance.
Yes, you do. And you know, you're an outfielder now, and I think some fans would be surprised to learn that you've actually played shortstop in the big leagues. You came up as a shortstop. You were drafted as a shortstop, right?
I played shortstop over Adam Jones. That's what a lot of people don't know. Okay, me and Adam came up together, and he was a shortstop, and I was a shortstop, and they moved him to center because of me. Okay, so technically, I won when it comes to playing short.
Well, you may still be the better outfielder.
Oh, whoa! I mean, let's don't get too carried away.
Well, Adam's a regular on this show. We have a special segment called "The Truth with 10" because I'm sure, as you know about your old friend Adam, he is a wise sage. So. Maybe you can become a part of that segment and impress us with your wisdom.
Oh man, jeez, I think that show isn't big enough for the both of us.
All right, so what's it like, Adam Jones? You were teammates once upon a time. Now he's the big deal here in Baltimore. He's got the big contract. He's the face of the franchise, without a doubt. He's won the last two team MVP awards. Has he changed at all since you knew him once upon a time?
You know, it's a funny thing because I've known him since he was probably 20 years old, and to watch him grow every step of the way has been, it's been so much fun. And, you know, I told him the other day, you know, I'm so proud of him, of what he's done. I told him, you know, I know you don't care, but, you know, this is, you know, I'm happy to be here and get to, you know, watch him, you know, do his thing. You know, I'm still close to his family. I'm still close to his mother. You know, I talked to her. I texted her the other day that I got traded over here, and I'm looking forward to seeing her.
That's pretty cool stuff right there, Mike. So you joined the Baltimore Orioles, now in the thick of this pennant race. You're two back of the Tampa Bay Rays for the final wild card spot. You're 7 back of the American League East and the Boston Red Sox. Are the Orioles still contending for an AL East crown with 26 games to go?
Man, you know what? Baseball is a funny game in September. You know, you can throw everything else out the door. When it comes to September, when it comes to this time, anything can happen. And you know, if you look at what Oakland did last year, you look at, you know, teams that make pushes at the end, you know, the place that we're in is, I think, the place we want to be. You know, you don't want to be in the first place. You don't want to be too far down. You want to be right there in the middle just waiting for somebody to slip up, and that's when you take them.
Final question, then we'll let you go, Michael. Yubaldo Jimenez tonight on the mound for Cleveland. What are you looking for there?
I'm looking for something over the plate. He's got a nice little sinker in. He's got a slider he uses on righties. Just looking for something middle of the plate to hit to right center.
Excellent first time up for Michael Morse here on WBAL. Michael, we appreciate it, and we'll catch up a lot hopefully down the road.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care of business tonight in Cleveland. That's Orioles DH tonight, Michael Morse. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL.